My name is Dave Ruprecht. I'm one of the owners and partners here as Working Sons Farms. Myself and my two cousins, Jeff Schlickbeer and Marty Zwerk, currently own and operate the farm. And we have done so since about 2000. We bought the farm from my father-in-law, Larry Zwerk, and our uncle, Mike Zwerk, who we worked with for a number of years until they retired. And then prior to that, obviously our grandfather, Arnold Zwerk, is the one that settled here and started the farm sometime in the early 40s. So they owned and operated it up until about 2000, and we've taken it over since then. And we farm about 7,500 acres of different, probably four different crops. We farm sugar beets. We have about 1,250 acres of sugar beets. We have about 3,100 acres of corn, approximately 1,200 acres of wheat, and a little better than 2,000 acres of some different dry beans, blacks, navies, and some small reds. So those are the main crops that we grow today.
Dave, as that family generations involved in the farm, I'm sure the landscape of how the farm has grown and changed throughout the years is also part of that family history. Can you share a little bit more from the farm side and in the community how it's grown since the 40s?
Yeah, absolutely. Started out as a very small family farm, and they used to raise hogs as well, so they did have a hog operation in its infancy. And then turned into a cash crop farm, and has been operating that way since. The farm started out obviously very small back then, and when I started working here in probably 1986 is when I started, we were farming about 3,500 acres. And since then, we've grown a little bit. In 2000, when myself and Jeff and Marty took over the operation, we picked up a large portion of acreage up in Sanilac County. We picked up about 2,500 acres up there. So we were working somewhere in the 6,000 acre range at that point. And we've grown since then to today, which we farm about 7,500 acres. We also have some other sideline businesses that have kind of spawned from the ag side of it. We've got a large storage facility next door that we do some custom storage for a local mill here, Star of the West. We store quite a bit of wheat for them. And as well, we have probably five or six trucks that are on the road daily. So we have a small commercial trucking operation as well, and a lot of that is trucking wheat for Star of the West, fertilizer. We do a little milk trucking as well for a local company. We haul some milk. So it's kind of grown over the last 25 or 30 years to where we're at today. And we're currently working with a fourth generation on the farm here. My son Tyler works with us, as well as Marty's son Landon, just graduated and is working with us as well. And I have a grandson that's 5 years old, and we hope that maybe down the road we'll have a fifth generation here working on the farm as well.
This year your farm has been selected to host Breakfast on the Farm for the Thumb region of Michigan. What prompted you and the family to decide to consider being a host farm, and maybe some of the experiences you've had in preparation?
Yeah, I think the main reason we considered it is we really saw it as an opportunity for us to shed some good light on agricultural, commercial agricultural production, and just kind of let the public know that how their food is grown. We hope that they'll come in here and have a better understanding of how crops are grown, how safe the food that they are consuming today, whether it's consumed directly off the farm or if it's a processed product that comes from one of the crops that we grow. Very safe, very plentiful food supply that we have, so we just hope to get that message across to them that everything they buy in a grocery store today, especially here in the United States, is very safe and very nutritious. And so it's been a very busy year for us planning and getting ready for it, but we've enjoyed it, and hopefully everybody will take something home with them after Saturday.
Coming out to the farm this weekend, what can visitors expect as part of the Breakfast on the Farm?
Well, sure. Besides the breakfast that we're having, which I know everybody is coming for that, they'll be able to see a lot of different displays and a lot of equipment on display. We'll have displays from a lot of our vendors that we work with, from different seed companies, different equipment companies that will be here. So if they have questions about how the seed is produced and how it's planted and how it's grown. We'll have experts here to touch base on all of those things. We've got plots that we've planted alongside of our shop here where the Breakfast on the Farm will be held. There's a corn plot, wheat, soybean, dry bean, and sugar beet plot out there so that they can actually look and see what that crop looks like as it's growing. They'll have an opportunity to go out in that in those plots if they wish to and kind of see what the crop looks like and open up some bean pods and see what a maturing bean looks like. There will be equipment out there as well, staged by all of those plots, so they can see what type of planting equipment we use to plant a particular crop, what type of harvesting equipment that we use, technology. We'll have a couple tents with some of our vendors that will be showcasing a lot of the technology that we use, from global positioning systems that we use to plant and harvest with, and other equipment such as that. So I think there's a lot of different things for people to see, to get educated on, as well as several things for children. We've got a lot of things for kids going on. There will be a children's activities tent with a lot of stuff going on in there, a chance for them to kind of pick up some prizes and take home with them. There's an animal tent, which will have some animals in there so they can understand how animal agriculture and cash crop agriculture go side by side, hand in hand. And we'll have a little kiddie train running around, a barrel train running around, giving rides for the kids as well. So lots of activities for the entire family.
Any idea what kind of crowd you're expecting?
I think we're hoping and expecting about 3,500 participants to come for breakfast and go through our event here. And then as well, we have probably 250 to 300 volunteers that will be working here as well. So I think we'll have a crowd between 3,500 and 4,000 is what we're expecting. So,
if people last minute want to learn some details, I don't know if you have breakfast tickets available or where they can learn more, what would you say to them?
Sure. There's a website, Breakfast on the Farm, which they can go to and just look up. I think there are two Breakfast on the Farm events this year. Ours is one of them. And if you select our event, it gives you an option to, I believe you can reserve and print off tickets actually online. So if they would like to get tickets last minute, they're available there. And there's information on that site as far as directions to where we're at. We're very, very easy to find. We're right on M46, Sanilac Road, just east of Richville, about 4 to 5 miles. So we're very easy to locate. And so if they wish to come out or purchase tickets, I believe they can do so right up to the event, day of the event.
As far as other farms, looking at some of the past Breakfast on the Farm events that have happened in Michigan, what would you say to them if they're considering being a host farm, or what would make an ideal farm to host this event in the future?
Well, I think any farm is unique. Everybody does something a little bit different, whether you're a dairy farm, an animal farm, or a beef operation, or a cash crop operation. So everybody has a little different story to tell, if you will. But basically, if you have a facility large enough to host the event, I think it's a great opportunity for them to bring to bring neighbors in and to bring the community in and just show them what you're doing. You know, every day we're out working in the fields and people drive past, and I know everybody that lives in a rural neighborhood maybe understands a little bit what's going on, but we're hoping to get people out here from the city and in urban areas where maybe they're not quite as knowledgeable. And so I think if somebody's looking at hosting an event, that's probably maybe something that they should look at, is understanding that type of impact that you'll have on hopefully your neighboring communities. And we're hoping to have people here from throughout the state that maybe aren't as aware of what goes on in commercial agriculture.